Message number 58. Never judge other religions' creeds or sexual preferences. Wednesday, April 6, 2011 at 0005. My beloved daughter, the torment you are enduring is because the deceiver is constantly trying to tempt you to give up this most sacred work. He is tearing you apart. Accept this. Never doubt my divine word, no matter how difficult this may be for you. You will be rewarded with the spirit of peace when you truly surrender to me. Keep telling me this every day, throughout the day, and ask me for the graces to fill you with joy as soon as the deceiver attacks you. Keep strong, my daughter. Never give up. Keep your mind free of clutter and concentrate on my messages for the world. They are the most important messages for mankind today. They are being given to instruct mankind to find the right path towards me once again. People are confused by my teachings. Many people are lost now. They are confused by my teachings and the numerous ways in which they have been interpreted, watered down, changed, added to, taken away. My children need guidance now so that they can seek the graces needed for them to become strong again and light of heart. This can only come about from prayer and by adhering to my teachings. I do not exclude one single soul in the world. My children who are converted know this and become closer to my heart through the sacraments. However, for those wandering lost children, they must start right at the beginning and remind themselves of the Ten Commandments given to the world through Moses. Many children today are not aware of these. I do not exclude one single soul in the world, irrespective of which religion they practice. Warning to believers who look down on other creeds. If my believers differentiate themselves and place or exalt themselves at the expense of those who are unaware of my teachings, then they are behaving just as the Pharisees did. Shame on those who consider themselves above those souls who need enlightenment. Shame on those who, although they are aware of the truth, pour scorn on those of different faiths who believe that, by being privy to the truth and who benefit from the most holy sacraments, that they are more important in my eyes. Yes, I receive great comfort and joy in my heart from those devout followers. But when they condemn or judge others because of their faith, they offend me greatly. Followers of mine, open your eyes to the truth of my teachings at the most simple level. Judge not others. Do not look down on those whom you believe to be sinners and who reject my teachings, because they are equal to you in my eyes, although you have been given the gift of the truth. It brings me great heartache when those followers, though well-meaning, dictate to those poor lost souls how to live their lives. They go about it the wrong way. Never tell those of different creeds or sexual preferences they are doomed to push my teachings in a manner where you tell those who are not followers that they will perish or come to harm by brandishing their ways as evil will simply render them weaker than before. Many will simply turn their backs on you. Then you will have failed. Instead of lecturing, show compassion. Teach through example. Never tell or attempt to say to these people that they are doomed in my eyes, because they are not. I love every single soul of all religions, of all persuasions, of all creeds, of all sexual preferences. Each one is a precious child, no one better than the next. While sin will always be there, you are all sinners. Remember that. It will be up to each one of you to follow my teachings and spread my word. Embrace each other. Show compassion to each other. Don't exclude anyone irrespective as to whether they are Catholics, other Christian denominations, Islam, Hindu, Jews, Buddhist, even those new cults which have emerged who do not believe in God the Eternal Father. Pray for them. Teach them the importance of opening their hearts to the truth. Teach through example. Spread conversion. But never ever inflict judgment on others or attempt to differentiate yourself from those who do not understand the truth. Never believe because you have been given the graces from heaven because of your allegiance to me that you are better than your brothers or sisters. Yes, you bring joy to my sacred heart, but you must deal with others in a loving but not dictatorial manner. None of you is worthy to judge others. Remember this lesson. Not one of you is worthy to judge or assess others. No one has the power or divine knowledge to make any moral assessment of others. Keep an open mind always and remember the day you believe you are more important in my eyes than those you deem to be sinners is the day you become lost to me. I will not exclude any creed from these messages. My word is now being given as a gift to mankind, each and every one of you. I will not through these communications focus on just one group of devout followers. For those of you who understand the truth, let me remind you. All my children the world over, especially those most hardened sinners and those who do not believe in the existence of my eternal Father God, the Creator and Maker of all things, are now a priority. It will be up to you, my followers, to pray very hard and show love to those who are blind. But do this in the way I am instructing you. Remember, finally, I love all of you. Your loving Savior, Jesus Christ, King of all mankind.